Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on K1. Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And with us today is OKM Music, and we have our good friend Brittany Burling. And Brittany, you brought a house full of guests.
I did. We have a full house today.
All righty. Make some introductions and let's see what we got going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. So we have Rick Lloyd from the Price Tower here today with Grant. And then we also have John Mim, who is one of our board members at OKM Music.
And we'll have everybody in eventually, but right now we're kind of going one at a time, I guess.
We are kind of going one at a time.
We got a lot
Slowly
going on.
Slowly but surely. We have a lot going on. So we have a lot of Oktoberfest that's coming up, but we also have been partnering with the Price Tower for quite some time, and they have a lot of really exciting stuff coming up that we're, really excited about. So
First of all, you got a great building, and you've got everything going on around you here. And
isn't it great?
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful building that you have there. So what do you have going on inside?
So appreciate you guys inviting us out here today and
Absolutely.
Talk about things that that are going on. So we've got Frida Kahlo, who is infamous for her art and how she used her garden and her flowers in her art, and really to depict the tragedy of her life. But we have an exhibit that's running through the October 20th. But this Friday and this Saturday, we've got open houses, and we've got a big party planned for Friday night. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. It's free to our members. If you're a member of Price Tower, the admissions is free. We're having Frida Ritas and some Mexican food that our chef Nook is going to be preparing.
Wonderful.
So we're expecting a big crowd. If you're not a member, $5 is the entry, and it's really an opportunity. We're trying to get people to come out and see what it's like and experience the tower and become a member and see what the benefits of membership are.
So many people from out of town know everything about Price Tower. And there are a lot of us who've been around for a while. It's like, oh, yeah, that's Price Tower. But have you been in there? Well, and if it's been a while, this is a perfect opportunity to drop by and see what's going on.
This really is, because we're going to be really putting some plans together in reference to opening up the downstairs and the outdoor areas between us and the new Tower Center at Unity Square. So we're going to have the event out there on Friday night. So it's going to be outside. We're going to have lights up, tables, and we're going to have music, some dancers that are going to be depicting from the Mexican culture and those kinds of things. So we're really trying to get people to see that the first floor of the Price Tower, our art exhibit, and the outdoor kind of plaza area there between us and the new green space is really going to be a place where people can come and experience Price Tower, but also the outdoor areas that are really the art center of downtown.
And I understand that the weather is going to cooperate nicely. We have a cooler day and evening forecast for Friday.
Yeah, so that we're thrilled about, because, we're having unseasonable warm weather coming through. So as the sun sets in the west on that part of the tower, it's going to be nice to have some cool.
It is. And this is just one of the many big events that you have going on year-round at Price Tower. There's always something going on.
Yeah. And Saturday is really a family day.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 to 4. Come out. Bring your kids. Let them experience the exhibit. It's a free exhibit throughout the exhibition that we're having. But on Saturday, we're going to have crafts and opportunities for the kids to really see what Frida Kahlo did with her art and with her garden, and how she used those things in order to make art and those kinds of things. So it's really going to be an opportunity for you to bring out your kids and experience the exhibit, but also some of the crafts and and fun things for your kids as well.
That just sounds great. And, you know, good luck. And, folks, put that on your calendar right now. Put it in your day runner. Put it on your Google Calendar. Put it on your Outlook, whatever it is you do. Punch it in and make it a date.
Yes, do. And if you want to buy tickets, you can go online at pricetower.org and buy them, Facebook as well, or just come in and get tickets for the Friday night. Saturday's free for everybody, but Friday, if you're a member. And we hope that people really, I'm going to be talking about how to support the Tower on Friday as well, because people, since I've been the executive director just since January, people have been asking, how do we support? What can we do? How can we be a part of it? And so this is going to be a great opportunity for people to find out and get involved in reference to supporting the Tower and the missions of, you know, preserving it for generations.
Great. And good luck. Break a leg. This is going to be wonderful.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate it. And thank you, OKM. Absolutely. We appreciate you guys allowing us to talk about our collaboration as well. So absolutely.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Rick, I just want to say thank you for what you guys did for OKM in our season this summer. You gave us the facility, and the patrons' party was held there. Fantastic food, a standing room only crowd. So you get the patrons. So keep talking.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It was a great. It was great. A great time.
It was fun.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Brittany, what else do we have coming up? And thank you, by the way, for dropping in. I know you're very busy. You got a big schedule today, so
yeah,
we really appreciate
absolutely.
Your time and sharing with us today for the big event that's coming up this weekend. Brittany, what else do we have going on?
So we are very focused on Oktoberfest. October 5th is Oktoberfest, so mm-hmm. we are really excited for that coming up. So
all right.
A lot of fun stuff to talk about.
I want to remind everybody that we have something special coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to be by your telephone.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'll just hint at it right now. But there might be a way that you can see the Oktoberfest. We'll
yes.
check this out.
Yes, yes,
okay.
yes.
That's what they call a tease.
Not okay, so I won't say anything else about
there
it,
you
though.
Go.
Yeah,
until we get there.
We'll wait, yes. So Oktoberfest is October 5th from 4 to 11 p.m., mm-hmm. and you can buy tickets online at okmmusic.org, mm-hmm. or you can continue listening to the show today.
Uh-huh.
See, we'll tease right there
you
for
go,
you. We'll have live music and dance from the German-American Society of Tulsa and the Blaska Spella at the event. There will also be, obviously, beer and cider and wine. So we'll have several options if you're not a beer person. You
uh-huh.
can still come out and enjoy the festival. And it's interesting because we actually put a survey out to see what drinks people were the most excited for. So mm-hmm. we had several varieties of stuff that we'd have at Oktoberfest. And do you know what the top pick was?
What was that?
Apple cider.
Apple? Oh, for fall?
For Oktoberfest. So sure. apple cider was the top choice from our survey results, which was interesting. But we will have apple cider there. So if you're a cider fan, come out to Oktoberfest because it will be there.
There you go.
And we also, like I said, beer and wine.
Food and games.
Food and games, yeah.
A little
absolutely.
Bit of music.
A little bit of everything, yeah. Uh-huh. So there's also going to be a costume contest. So if you have the Bavarian...
Lederhosen?
Oh, yeah. Wear it. And or the Drindel, I believe, is the dress.
Yeah.
So if you have any of that, then wear it. And you can win yourself some prizes.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I understand that we do have a couple of different tiers as far as pricing is concerned for tickets. And can you explain to us a little bit about how that works? I think it's something to do with the value packages and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you've got that, can you tell us a little bit about how that's going on?
Absolutely. So there's several different ways that you can experience Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
We've got just entry. So we called that the water ticket,
uh-huh.
Or Wasser. The Wasser ticket. Yeah,
Wasser
exactly.
Ticket.
So $15 gets you entry, and that, again, includes all the dancing and the music and all that entertainment that's going to be there. We've got the next level up, which we're calling the Pilsner ticket, for $25.
Ein Maß Bier, bitte.
Exactly, yes. I wish I could. I wish I remembered my German from school, but I don't. I'll have to brush up before the festival.
That means get me a frosty cold one.
Exactly. Okay, well, it's good that you mentioned that. We will actually have the big Waymatic beer trailer. So it's not just going to be on ice. The beer's coming from a refrigerated trailer. It's going to be ice cold.
Well, that's good for me, but what about everybody else?
else.
For you and everybody else. That's exactly right. But so our Pilsner ticket is the second tier there. $25 gets you entry, and it also gets you three free drinks for the event. So it's a really good deal if you know that you're going to be, you know, just having a few. Just
Grimas beer bitte. There
you go. I'm impressed. We'll have to have you come out to Oktoberfest and just do some, just, you know, be our MC and do all the German.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be doing the Wasser. If that's gonna be the case.
Well, our sort of highest tier here is called the Jägermeister ticket. That one's going to be $50, gets you entry, gets you endless drinks for the entire event, which is
Eine kleine appealing. Plato.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So endless refills for the entire event. Uh-huh. You get a glass, a beer glass to take home with you from the event, and then you get a pretzel as well. So that's $50. Again, if endless drinks. So it's very tempting. We also have a student ticket. So if you are under the age of 21 and you still want to come out and experience Oktoberfest, and you want to do the games, and you want to do the raffle, and you want to all the music, all the dance, all that kind of thing. It's only $5 for student tickets. And then if you are between the ages of 0 and 12, you get in for free. Because
There you go.
Yeah. So there will also be a kids' tent there. So if you have kids, you can bring them to Oktoberfest. Very kid-friendly, because we'll have that kid tent there that will have activities. And that will be, we'll have volunteers there working with the kids so they can have fun as well. And another big announcement that we have to make is at 9 o'clock this morning, all those tickets are going to be on sale.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Yeah, until the end of the weekend, until Sunday. It's today until the 15th, through the 15th, which is Sunday. Mm-hmm. You can get 15% off all of your tickets. So that amounts to a pretty good amount of savings, especially at that $50 ticket level. So, but any ticket, 15% off starting today at 9 o'clock. So
that is really, really good.
Get that online. Something else that we need for Oktoberfest is volunteers. So we have a volunteer sign up. We need people to help work at the gate, selling tickets. We need people to work the registers. If you have like a passion for beer and you would like to share your passion for beer, work at the registers, because you get to talk about beer the whole time. You just get to make recommendations and that sort of thing. So we need volunteers to do that. We need people to help set up our tent and tear down our tent. And we need people to help out with the games. So a lot of different ways that you can get involved. And the big draw here is that if you volunteer, you get free entry to Oktoberfest.
Well,
so,
there you go.
You sign up for a two-hour time slot, and you get to spend the rest of the evening just hanging out at Oktoberfest. You don't have to pay to get in. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So if you would like to volunteer with us, you can go to our website and sign up there. You can also go to our social media page on Facebook, and we have the link there. If you are a part of our email blast, then you can find the link there. And if you don't get our emails, you should sign up on the website. Or else you could also just, I don't know, come by the office, give us a call. Well, carrier pigeon? I don't know. We'll accept anything.
Yeah, we'll take it out. Yeah. We'll take it all.
So. Lots of jobs.
Yes, lots of jobs to do.
And there will be babysitting for those of you that have young ones that care to do something like that. So there's lots of opportunities and not many excuses not to take one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you're a board member, sir.
Only for 35 years.
Well, that's a good start, John.
The thing about this that excites me so much is Brittany. We got a young professional with a master's degree from OU, came back home to work on something that's in her hometown that she grew up with. And she wants to make it successful for the future. So we're excited, and we're trying to address the younger crowd. So as you see on many of these things, it kind of baits you. We, up to 12 years, everything's free. And then after that, there's ways to work your way in where you're not out a lot of money. And if you have young children, we're trying to back you up on some help with that, because there might be times you don't want the children sitting with you when you're talking about certain things or having a drink or whatever. So there's all kinds of opportunities. And as Brittany said, the work that goes into this is all volunteer. That's the only way we can have a festival in Bartlesville and these wonderful events, is to have a strong volunteer crew. So we're really looking for the younger people. And younger people can be like me. You can be way over the age of retirement, but as long as you're active, come on and help.
Yeah. Now, it's a lot of fun.
John, I got to ask you a question. You got involved with this a long time ago, as you said, that 35 years. What first drew you to it?
Well, it was just what you were talking to Rick about. Bartlesville has some unique things. The Price Tower is one. At that time, the community center was one. It was brand new. Mm-hmm. So we needed some way to fill it. So we started this festival, which the main event is a week long, and that occupied the facility. It mm-hmm. brought people from all over the world. We've had people fly in here from Europe, from all over in the United States. So it was kind of a community effort then, and I was just a young engineer, and the company I worked for, Phillips, was a big supporter of this, as the P66 and COP are today. And so we all pitched in as volunteers, and that pretty soon led to one thing to another, and before you know it, you're part of the team. And I just happened to have stayed around a long time and am the last survivor of that generation. And it's fun to see people like Brittany coming along and all the new people we're getting on the board. But it's the motivation behind music is it's what ties the soul together. I mean, it ties both sides of your brains together. Engineers, you think of STEM, but it's music and arts all go along. It's a package. You can't be just an A and M or what. You have to be broad and covered in every area. And OKM has given that. It's made a name for Bartlesville, and it's something we want to continue. And these new events that are aimed at bringing the younger people on board.
Now, Brittany, you were telling me that we've broadened out as far as the music is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've gone over this a couple of times, but you were actually in the midst of all this metamorphosis from whence it began to what it is today. Has it been kind of a really neat evolution?
It has been an evolution, not a revolution, because we started out initially with one event that was all classical. Mm-hmm. Then we picked what we called a crossover, which was something like the Canadian Brass or something other than classical. Then we decided that we're in the West, we're in Indian territory, so we need to have Western outside things, so we moved to some of the Western themes. We've actually had an original Indian composition poser.
Wow.
And so it just keeps moving as the country grows and the population changes, the age differentials change. We try, and as Brittany said, we nowadays use all the little surveys and these kind of things to see what people like to do, and we try to involve everybody. So we try to work with the Salvation Army, with the Boys and Girls Club, with CMT, with Price Tower, with all of the things. We work with the school systems because the schools, unfortunately, have grown strong in STEM but have backed out of arts, and that's sad. So we're trying to replace that. So there's just lots of things, and it's we're open to what the community wants. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to sell one form of music over the other. We want to do what appeals to the masses and the majority. So we're looking for people that will stand up and say, what do they want to hear?
Well, you know, maybe we can instead call it STEM, we can call it STEAM.
That's exactly right. Yeah, STEAM. Yeah.
Put that mm-hmm. A in there.
Yeah.
That's what we
believe. A back in STEM.
You mm-hmm. need STEAM. You got STEM, that's the power. Now you need STEAM. You add A, and you got something that's moving.
Very good. Now, Brittany, once again, for the folks who were not with us or perhaps only heard a little bit about Oktoberfest, can we give them the rundown one more time?
Yeah, so Oktoberfest is on October 5th. From 4 to 11 p.m., you can buy tickets online at okmmusic.org, and we have several different tiers of tickets that you can get, from just plain gate entry to getting drink tokens included with your ticket to just full-out endless refills for the entire event. So you can buy those tickets online at okmmusic.org, and then if you would like to volunteer with us, we absolutely would love to see you. It's just a really fun event to volunteer at, to be honest. So we have a really good time with our volunteers. So you can sign up to volunteer at the website through email, by calling us, checking our Facebook page, all types of ways to get involved. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Very good. Now, the tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock?
Yes, the ticket sale goes on at 9 a.m. this morning, 15% off all the way through the weekend. So good chance if you're going to buy tickets.
we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to do something here that might be a little bit more than 15%. How's that?
Yeah,
sound?
I think so.
Okay,
I think so.
Bear with me, folks. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be back with something completely different here with OKM Music. You are listening to Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors on K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
All righty, it's time to do something completely different. We're going to give away some tickets here for Oktoberfest. You're going to be able to win them before you can buy them.
Yes, and not only are we giving away free tickets, we're giving away the top tier ticket, so Jägermeister tickets. So if you win, then you'll have endless refills for the entire event, free drinks, all Oktoberfest.
So if you're declared the winner, we need your name and your phone number?
Mm-hmm, and email address as well.
Okay, name, phone, and email. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the first one right off the bat. And what is the first question we have?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little background here. Okay. We're talking about Oktoberfest in Munich.
Okay.
And every year in Munich at Oktoberfest, the same breweries are present every single year. It's a tradition. The same ones, year after year after year. Because they're German tradition. So here is our question. At Bartlesville Oktoberfest, we'll have a Waymatic refrigerated beer trailer so that your beer will be ice cold. We'll be serving cider, Oktoberfest, Dunkelweizen, and Pilsner beers at the event. Only beer that has been brewed in Munich may be served at the event in Germany. So here's the question. How many breweries are present at Oktoberfest in Munich? And I'll give you a hint. It's less than 10.
Less than 10.
It's less than 10.
All right, 336-1400, 336-1400, if you know the answer, fire away, and we'll get you the big ticket.
The big ticket. The big ticket,
Oktoberfest.
Free drinks.
All righty, and while we're at it, what we can do here is fire up the next question, too, because I can do this. I can handle this.
Okay, cool. Wait,
what's the next question? Because we can get to two answers real quick.
Okay, so at Oktoberfest, we'll have games all throughout the event, including a Brat Toss, Hammerschlagen, Stein Racing Relay, and finally a Stein Holding Competition. Mm-hmm. So the rules for that game are simple. You hold your arm out straight, parallel to the ground. Mm-hmm. You can't bend your elbow, and you can't spill beer. You'll be holding a liter of a beer stein, right? It weighs approximately 5 pounds. You have to hold it out right in front of you.
Will they play music while that's going on?
I'm assuming that yes.
I decline a Stein of music.
Yes, exactly.
Musik,
yes. So you're holding your hand out straight, parallel to the ground. Uh-huh. You can't spill the beer. The average person can only do this for approximately 4 minutes.
Okay.
That's what the average person can do. So here's the question. What do you think the world record is for holding a stein out, holding beer, the beer holding competition, the world record?
We have
record.
A hint, please.
The hint, it's going to be, let's see here, less than half an hour.
Okay. So you got your two questions.
Mm-hmm.
How many different kinds of Bavarian
breweries
mm-hmm. will be represented?
These are hard questions.
And
how long
can you do the Eine Kleine Steine?
Yes, the beer stein holding competition. These are some hard questions. So.
All righty. So I'll tell you what, we'll take those off air at 336-1400, 336-1400. And, of course, we'll give you a chance to win the big ticket to the upcoming Oktoberfest. Thank you both for being in here, John.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
And we've got more coming up. Stay tuned. It is going to be about time for news here in just a bit as we get ready for our folks on the ONN.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
And we do have one of our winners, and that would be for the breweries. And we'll get to our other winners here in just a bit. Right now, it is time for news from ONN. Time is 8:55 right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
A Lexington man who fled Cleveland County District Court last week before learning a jury had convicted him of sex crimes involving a child is in custody, and so is his wife. 32-year-old Joseph Stevens, along with his wife Tiffany, were arrested yesterday at a motel room in Oklahoma City. Perkins police and the OSBI are investigating the death of a woman found dead inside her home. 29-year-old Jamie Bear's body was found yesterday after police received a call from an anonymous person. An Oklahoma City woman shot and killed Monday by her husband, who was then shot by police after a high-speed pursuit, was an employee at the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Spokesman Matt Elliott says Corporal Kalia Broaddus was hired in July of last year after she left the Army. She worked at the Oklahoma City Community Corrections Center.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
It's practical, it's smart, and it's so easy. It's Diamonds Direct's most amazing offer ever. Right now, for a limited time on any purchase, get the best price, pay nothing down, and get 5 years zero interest financing. If you've been eyeballing that $5,000 designer ring, right now it's only $85 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month, and they're yours. Everything's affordable. Don't miss the special limited time financing event on approved credit. 5 years zero interest, only at Diamonds Direct.
Something that every business owner relies on is good advice. And that's where SCORE can help.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true. Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at SCORE.org.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors, who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Time now for the Overcomers, and it's brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kent CPAs.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In Kobani, Syria, one church is seeing more people accept Jesus because of a disenchantment with Islam and its violent followers. If ISIS represents Islam, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore, Farhad Jassim told a local news outlet. Farhad attends the Church of the Brethren, a church composed mostly of former Muslims. Farhad became skeptical about Islam after witnessing the self-proclaimed Islamic State's brutality during the Syrian civil war. Pray for Farhad and the others like him who have embraced Christianity. Pray they will be strengthened daily as they continue to follow Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
And Voice of the Overcomers has been brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kent, CPAs.
A large number of fortune tellers once gathered for a convention at a Paris hotel. On the last day, a reporter asked them if there would be another conference the following year. Do you know what they said? We don't know. Well, if the stars hold all the answers, then why should this question have been too difficult for the elite of their profession? The Word of God gives no support to the claims of astrology, but instead teaches us to look beyond the stars, to the one who created them. The psalmist said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 119, verse 1. When one sets out to find answers to the great questions of life, why turn to the voice of a lifeless point of life in the distant sky? I'm Jim Dearman with a brief message of truth for the world.
Listen to K1 anywhere
and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
What does your homeowner's insurance cover? Call Phoenix Insurance for a quote at 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.
Congratulations to Tropico for being selected as our business of the day. Today, the staff at Tropico.
And you're listening to K1, the one you trust.
From News Talk K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. News and weather together.
Calabro. Joseph M. Calandrillo.
They're honoring the victims, reading their names, and remembering.
He died as a firefighter helping people escape the South Tower. That's just who he was.
Pausing with moments of silence to mark when the planes hit the World Trade Center, when the towers fell, and the other two sites were attacked that day.
I'm Cammie McCormick, live at the Pentagon, where the reading of the victims' names started off this solemn ceremony. 184 people died here when the American Airlines flight slammed into this building. The President and First Lady arrived here as those names were being read and laid a wreath. A moment of silence was observed after the national anthem, and the President is speaking now.
Today, our nation honors and mourns the nearly 3,000 lives that were stolen from us on September 11th, 2001. On these grounds, 184 people were murdered.
Later today, former President George W. Bush will lay a wreath here at the Pentagon Memorial. Deborah?
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Vice President Pence is attending a memorial near the field where a fourth plane went down after passengers wrestled control from the hijackers. Six deaths have now been linked to vaping, the latest one in Kansas. The CDC is looking into more than 450 cases of lung injuries related to e-cigarettes. CBS News' Dr. John LaPook says pinning down the medical specifics is difficult.
Unlike an E. coli or Salmonella outbreak, they're not quite sure what they're looking for. When you think about it, these devices are like miniature chemistry sets.
Yeah.
You have all this liquid, you're heating it up, you have all these chemicals that are created. What do you look for? What's the culprit?
Popular trucks and SUVs are being recalled. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The problem is with a pump in the power assist brakes. It can put out less power than expected, increasing stopping distance in a crash. This involves a lot of big-name trucks from the 14 through 18 model years, including Silverados, Sierras, Escalades, Yukons, Tahoes, and Suburbans.
Lawyer for star wide receiver Antonio Brown is denying claims of rape against his client and says his accuser, his former personal trainer, is out for money. Brown was signed by New England this week. He's scheduled to attend his first practice today. The Dow's up 9. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like